Hello and welcome to our program, Business News, brought to you by OWL Radio and the Low Vision Resource Center. I am Dennis Martin, and during the next half hour, I will be reading articles from the San Antonio Business Journal here on OWL Radio. Let's start off today with our civic duty. Take a look at what's on the May 6th ballot. The article is written by Julie Moreno, Executive Producer, Digital Content, KSAT. Editor's note, this story was published through a partnership between the San Antonio Business Journal and KSAT. On May 6, San Antonio voters will not only vote for who they want to represent them on City Council and in the mayor's seat, but they'll decide whether to amend the city charter under a sweeping ballot proposition. If passed, San Antonio's Proposition A would decriminalize abortion and misdemeanor marijuana possession. It would also make some existing policies permanent, like the cite and release program for certain misdemeanors, and would permanently ban chokeholds and no-knock warrants. A coalition of public advocacy groups, including Act4SA, gathered more than 20,000 required signatures to get the proposed amendment on the May ballot. Voters in municipalities other than San Antonio also have races to consider, as do voters in 7 local school districts. Voter registration and early voting dates. The voter registration deadline is April 6th. Early voting runs from April 24th through May 2nd. The last day to apply for a mail-in ballot is April 25th, received, not postmarked. Houston multifamily firm lands 30 acres outside Burney. The property is surrounded by upcoming commercial and residential developments, as well as a new HEB. And this article is written by Ramzi Abu Ghalioum, reporter, San Antonio Business Journal. On March 10th, an entity linked to Houston multifamily real estate firm Allied Orion Group purchased 30 acres immediately south of Burney, county records reveal. It isn't clear what plans Allied Orion has for the property, which one Bexar County document notes is located at 29340 Old Fredericksburg Road. The firm bills itself as a full-service multifamily investment, construction, and property management firm on its website. Its South Texas properties currently include River House, Creekside, an apartment complex in New Braunfels. The Old Fredericksburg Road property is immediately adjacent to Lemon Creek Ranch, a 118-acre mixed-use project abutting Bexar County's northwestern limits, where it meets Kendall County. Lemon Creek Ranch is anchored by an HEB store currently in development and includes multifamily residences, hotels, and other developments as well. Bexar County records also reveal a mortgage instrument to the tune of $5 million held by Tupelo-based Cadence Bank. Requests for comment by Allied Orion were not immediately met. As the Texas Hill Country has continued to attract new residents, investment has quickly followed suit. Last week, the Business Journal reported that RREAF Holdings, a Dallas firm, had plans for a 240-acre development farther up Interstate 10 in Kerrville. Master plan communities are also slated for New Braunfels and Lockhart. Permitting and platting records show explosive growth around Burney and Seguin as well. Port San Antonio Company lands major aerospace deal with global joint venture. The contract could prove to be one of the largest in the company's more than 100-year history. And the article is written by W. Scott Bailey, senior reporter, San Antonio Business Journal. Standard Aero, already one of the largest aircraft maintenance, repair, and overhaul firms in the world, has entered into a new agreement with CFM International to maintain and modernize LEAP-1A commercial aircraft engines powering the Airbus A320neo line and Boeing's 737 MAX series. The deal has the potential to be one of the largest contracts the company has landed in its more than 100-year history. Terms of the agreement were not disclosed, but Standard Aero officials say it's a long-term partnership with CFM International, a joint venture involving GE Aerospace and Safran Aircraft Engines that positions the San Antonio company for substantial future business. This is a foundational win for Standard Aero and will ensure our presence at Port San Antonio for years to come, said James Campbell, Standard Aero's Vice President and General Manager for Commercial Engines. We are looking forward to expanding our footprint and workforce to meet the growing MRO market that the LEAP engine is driving. Numerous airlines and cargo companies fly aircraft using the LEAP engines, and that list is expected to grow. Standard Aero will carry out its work on the engines at its 810,000 square foot Port San Antonio campus, its largest facility. The new contract could have a significant impact on Port San Antonio as it pursues new development opportunities. Standard Aero took a chance on our young organization more than 20 years ago, Port San Antonio President and CEO Jim Pershbach said, noting that it was one of the first companies to set up shop on the site of the former Air Force Base. This latest news comes in the heels of major announcements by an array of customers in recent months from long-standing industry leaders like Standard Aero to locally headquartered firms that are forging new paths of innovation in some of the world's other leading technologies, including robotics, cybersecurity, advanced manufacturing, and space exploration, he said. Pershbach added that the decision by CFM International to strike the deal with Standard Aero is a tremendous vote of confidence in the talent of the people in our region and a tremendous validation of the strategic support that our organization has provided their team over more than 20 years. Indeed, Standard Aero has made substantial improvements to its Port San Antonio facilities over the years and houses an array of industrial spaces, research labs, and highly specialized aircraft engine test cells. As a result, Standard Aero officials said customers tied to its new work will have access to an expanding range of services and expertise during the term of the contract. In 2020, Standard Aero was awarded a $237 million Air Force contract to provide MRO work on the J-85 engine that powers the T-38 trainer jet. The following year, the Alamo City company landed a more than $101 million modification to a previous contract for work supporting the U.S. Navy and the Australian government. 2023, 40 Under 40, Man of the Year. Christopher Mammon. The article is written by Zoe Gottlieb. Christopher Mammon had barely finished kindergarten when he first set foot into the business world. One of my first jobs was at the age of 6 when me and a sister set up a rubber band stand in our driveway, Mammon said. The operation lasted for about an hour and we had one rubber band sale, but it was the first business I owned. Decades later, Mammon still has a business mindset as he helps local residents grow by identifying educational resources, on-the-job training, opportunities, and other initiatives to help them build their careers. As a workforce development director for Greater SATX, Mammon leads employer engagement to promote alignment across the region's workforce ecosystem. He's credited with the ability to manage employer roundtables to develop strategies aimed at talent pipeline creation. Mammon implements the U.S. Chamber of Commerce Foundation's Talent Pipeline Management framework for the San Antonio region. He has engaged nearly 50 employers in collaboratives in sectors including manufacturing, healthcare, and bioscience, and construction and skilled trades, with plans this year to expand to finance and IT/cybersecurity. Though Mammon has accomplished much in his role with Greater SATX, the path wasn't always so clear-cut. Mammon said the biggest challenge he faced in his career was when his family's education publishing company, a company he had helped operate, sold after 35 years. Following the sale of the company, I refocused my career goals to personally impactful and purposeful employment, he said. The most important thing Mammon said he did to develop his career was listen and learn. I reached out to community leaders and learned more about the issues affecting our community, he said. I found opportunities to dive deep into pressing issues and started my career knowing that the hard work would lead to the betterment of our community. Not only is Mammon focused on community betterment with his career, but also his personal life. His volunteerism includes serving as a board/committee member for Move Texas, Texas FAME, Northeast Independent School District Citizens Board Advisory Committee, the Alexander Briseño Leadership Development Program Steering Committee, and the Scholarship Foundation Emerging Leaders Series in Comal County. Mammon also fundraises and serves on the WAC committee for the Lupus Foundation Lone Star Chapter, volunteers extensively with the San Antonio Food Bank, and has served as a big brother for Big Brothers Big Sisters. Let me read that again. Has served as a big for Big Brothers Big Sisters. The San Antonio Business Journal is pleased to recognize Christopher Mammon as 2023 40 Under 40 Man of the Year. Now, 2023 40 Under 40 Woman of the Year, Jamie Kowalski. A heartfelt conversation in 2018 pulled Jamie Kowalski out of the classroom and into her husband's family business, the RK Group. And this article is also written by Zoe Gottlieb. She was a middle school teacher and athletics coach for 8 years, but after a personal request from company co-founder and family matriarch, Rosemary Kowalski, Jamie Kowalski now serves as the Vice President of Corporate Relations. She oversees the philanthropic efforts of RK Cares, a program that partners with nonprofit boards and organizations to tackle widespread community challenges. The RK Group is a culinary, event, and hospitality company established in 1946. Under Kowalski's leadership, RK Cares dispersed $2 million last year in charitable donations. I take a great deal of pride in my ability to adapt and learn in a given situation in order to maximize the skill sets of the people around me, she said. We have to be willing to change and grow from the insight of those around us. We must always treat others with kindness, and we can never hesitate to roll up our sleeves and do the work. Along with providing critical oversight of the company's design and marketing efforts, Kowalski is also involved in several local boards, including the Mays Cancer Center, UT Health Board of Governors, Port San Antonio, San Antonio Chamber of Commerce, Phil Harberger Park Conservancy, Social Venture Partners SA, and the San Antonio Library Foundation. Mayor Ron Nirenberg named Kowalski Tri-Chair of the bond committee overseeing the city's historic $1.2 billion bond campaign. Kowalski attributes much of her success to her mentors, especially her grandmother-in-law, who placed her confidence in me to carry on her amazing legacy of giving back to the community. She added, "Rosemary has taught me the interconnectedness of San Antonio's hospitality history to our city's growth and its future, something I plan to carry forward in my own efforts." Kowalski is a mom to Colton, age 9, Tessa, age 5. Her husband, Travis, was named Chief Administrative Officer of the RK Group in 2022. While the family business is continuing to grow on an international scale, my primary focus is to continue inspiring more companies and business partners to always give back to the communities they serve, she said. The San Antonio Business Journal is proud to honor Jamie Kowalski as 2023's 40 Under 40 Woman of the Year. San Antonio's housing inventory surged over 200% year over year, one of the nation's highest rates. The increase is well past the average increase of 1 month of inventory nationally. The article is written by Ramzi Abu Galium. New data reveals that San Antonio has one of the largest ramp-ups in housing inventory in the nation. According to franchise real estate brokerage, REMAX, which looked at multiple listing service data for 50 metro areas around the U.S. in February, San Antonio's housing stock increased by 234% year over year. That's the fourth highest increase noted by the brokerage and brings San Antonio to 3.1 months of inventory in February 2023, up from 0.9 months the year before. The increase is well past the average increase of 1 month of inventory nationally. Metros that boasted larger ramp-ups include Raleigh, North Carolina, with 367.3%, Dallas with 343.4%, and Salt Lake City, Utah with 264%. Looking more closely at multiple listing service data from the San Antonio Board of Realtors shows similar results. Last year, homes were being snapped up at breakneck speeds, hardly allowing time for them to get on the market before being purchased. That changed dramatically in March when the Fed began to hike up rates. Now, the number of homes on the market is 9,712, a 132% increase. Among the metros surveyed by REMAX, only Bozeman, Montana boasted a higher month supply of inventory with 3.3. New Orleans, Louisiana followed closely behind San Antonio with 3 months. The report also noted that homes in San Antonio are spending a higher than average amount of time on the market at 64 days compared to the national average of 45 days. The Alamo City tied Seattle and was preceded only by Bozeman with 79 days and Fayetteville, Arkansas with 78 days. While the increase in housing inventory is a step toward balance in San Antonio's housing market, it is still only half of the six-month inventory recommended for a healthy market by the National Association of Realtors. Prices have steadied and demand is strong, but the lack of available, affordable homes remains a challenge, Nick Bailey, REMAX president and CEO, said in a statement. He echoed others' experts' sentiments that sales activity would follow mortgage rates. After mortgage rates drop in the wake of the successive failures of Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank earlier this month, it's unclear what effect the Federal Reserve's plan to bump rates up another 25 basis points will have on a projected spring housing boom. Still, many housing experts have been quick to caution Business Journal readers that these aren't signs of a market in crisis, rather a market being brought back into balance after 2 years of rock-bottom interest rates whipped the market into a frenzy. Caroline at Longhorn Quarry Apartments start leasing as end of construction nears. And this article was written by James McCandless, reporter, San Antonio Business Journal. Caroline at Longhorn Quarry, a 13-building apartment complex developed by Houston-based Morgan Group, has begun leasing ahead of its scheduled construction completion in June. The 391,000 square foot site at 5206 Worsbach Parkway has been in the works since 2021. The area around the site in the city's northeast side has seen growing development anchored by the Morgan's Wonderland accessible theme park and the Toyota Field soccer facility. Construction costs haven't been disclosed, but Morgan Group Central Region Development Director Jason Hulk said the project will be delivered within budget. A clubhouse and two of the apartment buildings have been delivered so far. Leasing opened up in February, and Hulk indicated in an interview with the Business Journal that the property is already 20% leased. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom units range from 663 square feet to more than 1,300 square feet. Market rents start at $1,400 per month. Half of the 355 units will be offered at 60% and 80% of the area median income in a partnership with the San Antonio Housing Trust. Those units start at about $1,000 per month. He also said that while there haven't been any significant delays to the project, supply chain issues are still a problem to work around. The hardest part is that you often can't predict when the issue will crop up until it's too late and causes delay, he said. Elevator deliveries have been tricky, but getting transformers delivered to our projects is probably the biggest recurring issue we face today. But the speed at which the complex has been leasing has convinced Hulk that demand for multifamily housing is too high to ignore. All of us in the real estate industry are still adjusting to the higher interest rate and cost environment that is challenging to new development, but the demand for new housing exists and the need is clearly there, he said. While Morgan Group has gotten this project off the ground, it has since started development on two other multifamily projects, Caroline at Rogers Branch along 1604 and Caroline at Brooks within the Brooks area on the city's south side. But that's not all, according to Hulk. We are working on several others that are currently in pre-development and look forward to continuing to be a part of San Antonio's development community, he said. San Antonio's temporary gift to Austin, lottery-bound Spurs. The article is written by W. Scott Bailey. When this unending NBA regular season is over in a few weeks, the San Antonio Spurs will have fewer than 31 wins in 82 games and place no better than next to last in the Western Conference. They will finish their home schedule with a pair of games in Austin in early April, a gift courtesy of Spurs Sports and Entertainment in Bexar County. It comes amid the team's 50th season in San Antonio, a milestone for any major league city. The Spurs claim these games provide an opportunity for the organization to expand its geographic reach along the burgeoning Interstate 35 corridor. Last May, following concerns about the Spurs' intentions, the team's managing partner, Peter J. Holt, wrote in a letter to the Alamo City and its fans, "I want to reassure you that the Spurs are in San Antonio to stay. The Spurs are as much a part of San Antonio as San Antonio is a part of the Spurs." Afterward, Bexar County commissioners approved the Spurs' plans to move 4 games out of AT&T Center this season, including one played at the Alamo Dome that drew more than 68,000 fans, setting a new NBA attendance record. The Spurs had initially sought to move 7 home games out of AT&T Center, including some slated for next season. County commissioners balked at that plan. Some Austinites have used the movement of a couple of games to brag about the city's major league merit and to cast doubt about the Spurs' intentions and the team's future. After Bexar County opened the door for these capital city games, Austin American statesman columnist Kirk Bowles wrote, "It's a win-win for the Spurs and Austin. For San Antonio, we'll see." The headline for that column, "San Antonio Spurs on loan to Austin, but for how long?" Texas Monthly has questioned whether the Spurs are setting the stage for some sort of team-sharing plan, noting that such an idea likely wouldn't work. Even Bexar County Judge Nelson Wolf warned in May that there was a divided opinion in this community as to the intention of the Spurs. Wolf retired at the end of last year. Despite the poor record and the Austin chatter, the Spurs have drawn nearly 17,000 fans on average for home games this season, more fans than Austin's Moody Center can accommodate. Who's counting? San Antonio. San Antonio scored nearly $150 million in NIH funding in 2022, but wide gaps still exist. And this article was also written by W. Scott Bailey. The National Institutes of Health awarded nearly $29 million to the Texas Biomedical Research Institute in 2022. San Antonio secured a total of $148.4 million in National Institutes of Health research funding in 2022, a fraction of the $36.7 billion NIH handed out across the United States last year. 10 Alamo City institutions received some NIH funding in 2022. The biggest winners were UT Health San Antonio and Texas Biomedical Research Institute, which were awarded $100.6 million and $28.6 million, respectively. The University of Texas at San Antonio scored nearly $16.6 million in NIH funding. Texas's collective haul was nearly $1.8 billion, according to data obtained from United for Medical Research. UMR analysts note that the NIH funding supported 568,585 jobs and generated $96.84 billion in new economic activity nationally last year, or $2.64 in economic activity for every $1 of research funding allocated. The NIH sits at the center of the biomedical innovation ecosystem in the U.S., fueling innovation that keeps us healthy and globally competitive, UMR President Chris Austin said. As this report highlights, NIH research funding also has an immediate impact on our local and national economies. In 2022, Houston's Baylor College of Medicine and University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center were awarded a total of more than $544 million. The UT Southwestern Medical Center in Dallas locked in more than $272 million in NIH funding. I reported in recent years about the wide gap in NIH funding in Texas and the impact that can have on certain research sectors. Having a robust set of institutions in San Antonio that are well funded by NIH is and will be critical to building our bioscience industry, STEM Biosys Inc. CEO Bob Hutchins told me 2 years ago. The NIH budget has seen significant increases each year since 2016. The total funding for 2022 is up nearly $13.9 billion from 2015, according to UMR officials. We look forward to working with the 118th Congress to ensure that funding for medical research remains a top priority, Austin said. Well, that's it for me. You have been listening to Business News on Owl Radio. You can listen to Owl Radio on our specially tuned radio or by streaming on your computer or smartphone. You may also listen at your convenience on our podcast page at www.owlradio.org. Thank you for listening. This program will be replayed after 9 p.m. this evening. This is Dennis Martin saying goodbye from Owl Radio.